The following you are about to hear may seem strange and bizarre, but it is our intention to bring you only documented truth. So-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati. The conspirators thereupon conceived the plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy with an unremitting public campaign for victims among the ignorant of all nations. Has failed to grasp the staggering realities of this conspiracy within the conspiracy. The revolutionary attempt to overthrow all governments and all religions in order to enslave the whole human race under a super one-world government ruled by satanic despotism. Lone voices have been raised to alert the world to the imminent dangers from the satanic conspiracy of the forces of darkness.
This voice is added to the millions around the world who seek the truth and who speak the truth. This is the Iconoclast Report with Carolyn Harris. Prepare to have your paradigm shattered. Welcome, everybody, to this Saturday, February 14th edition of the Iconoclast Report. I am your host, Carolyn Harris, and I want to thank you for sharing your day with me. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope that you are with the one that you love, and if you are by yourself, love yourself. Today is the day to celebrate you and your love for yourself. Today, the subject of our talk is going to be on social engineering. And as always, we get very deep into the subject. We talk about the definition, the history, who is behind it, what are the agenda, how it has evolved, how it's being used now, and how it affects you and what you can do about it. So, as always, we use documents located in my website. It's called The Library, and you can find that at www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. And I paste the links into the chat room at Oracle Broadcasting, and you can get there by going to oraclebroadcasting.com and click the little link on the left-hand side that says chat room, and there you are. Lots of people in there today talking about various things. Everyone's really nice, and we have lots of great conversations, and you can participate in the show by participating in the chat room. So what is social engineering? Well, the definition is the practical application of sociological principles to particular social problems. Also, social engineering means to influence attitudes and behaviors, and that's what answer.com has to say about it. Of course, that is the very short and succinct version, but it doesn't really tell you very much. Well, social engineering is a concept in political science that refers to the efforts to influence popular attitudes and social behavior on a large scale, whether by governments or private groups. In the political arena, the counterpart of social engineering is political engineering. But before one can engage in social engineering, one must have reliable information about the society that is to be engineered, and one must have effective tools to carry out the engineering. Both of those have only become available and relatively recently, roughly within the past 100 years, obviously because of technology. The development of social science made it possible to gather and analyze information about social attitudes and trends, which is necessary in order to judge the initial state of society before an engineering attempt and the success or failure of that attempt after it has been implemented. And as an aside, social science is all about social engineering. Of course, you're never told that in public indoctrination camps, also called public schools, but it is. Now, we're going to get more into social engineering, the definition, and how it started on the other side. Stay tuned. You're going to learn a whole lot. Be right back. Thank you.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbird don't want you to know about.
The question of how and why the United Nations, the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one world dictatorship, is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about social engineering and what it is. Well, the development of modern communications technology in the media has provided the tools which social engineering can be carried out. While it can be carried out by any organization, large or small, public or private, the most comprehensive and the most effective usually campaigns are those initiated by powerful central governments. Now, last week, the topic was psychopolitics, and that was the term given by the Soviets about the activities that they used in propaganda to manipulate the public. Well, extremely social intensive social engineering campaigns occurred in countries with authoritarian governments, like the Soviet Union. In the 1920s, they embarked on a campaign to fundamentally alter the behavior and ideals of their Soviet citizens, to replace the old social frameworks of the Tsarist Russia with the new Soviet culture, to create a new Soviet man. They used newspapers, books, film, mass relocations, and even architectural design tactics to serve as a quote-unquote social condenser and change personal values and private relationships. Well, it wasn't only the Soviets that did that. Similar examples are the Chinese Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution, program and the Khmer Rouge's plan of deurbanization of Cambodia. In Singapore, the government's housing policies attempt to promote a mix of all races within each subsidized housing district in order to foster social cohesion and national loyalty while providing the citizens with affordable housing. And of course, no discussion of propaganda is complete without talking about Joseph Goebbels. He ran the Nazi propaganda machine. It was synchronized, sophisticated, and a very effective tool for creating public opinion. Now, social engineering can be used as a means to achieve a wide variety of different results, as illustrated by the different governments and organizations that have employed it. The discussion of the possibilities for such manipulation became especially active following World War II with the advent of and continuing discussion of techniques of social engineering, particularly in advertising, and it is still quite pertinent in the Western model of consumer capitalism. Well, non-authoritarian regimes tend to rely on more sustained social engineering campaigns that create a more gradual, but ultimately as far-reaching change. Examples include the war on drugs in the United States and the increasing reach of intellectual property rights and copyright, and the promotions of elections as a political tool. The campaign for promoting elections, which is by far the most successful of the three examples, has been in place for over two centuries. And we can't talk about propaganda without talking about Edward Bernays. Well, he was certainly not the first, but he is the most well-known. He was, of course, the nephew of psychoanalyst pioneer Sigmund Freud. And he had a kind of a strange, incestuous family relationship here. His father was Eli Bernays, the brother of Freud's wife, Martha Bernays. And his mother was Freud's sister, Anna. Nice little tight circle there. Combining the ideas of Gustave Le Bon and Wilfred Trotter on crowd psychology with psychoanalytical ideas of his uncle, Sigmund Freud, Bernays was one of the first to attempt to manipulate public opinion using the subconscious. He felt that this manipulation was necessary in society, which he regarded as irrational and dangerous as a result of the herd instinct that Trotter described. And of course, his book Propaganda and the ideas contained therein have been used extensively both at that time and until the present. So I'm going to read a little bit from his book Propaganda, and that of course is located in the library, and again you can get there by going to www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. It is in the psychology area under the section Propaganda. He says, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. Our invisible governors are, in many cases, unaware of the identity of their fellow members in the inner cabinet. They govern us by their qualities of natural leadership, their abilities to supply needed ideas, and by their key position in the social structure. Whatever attitude one chooses to take toward this condition, it remains a fact that in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by a relatively small number of persons, a trifling fraction of our 120 million at that time, who understand the mental processes and the social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind, who harness old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world. It is not usually realized how necessary these invisible governors are to the orderly functioning of our group life. We have voluntarily agreed to let the invisible government sift through the data and high-spot the outstanding issues so that our field of choice shall be narrow to practical proportions. From our leaders in the media they use to reach the public, we accept the evidence and the demarcation of issues bearing upon public questions. From some ethical teacher, be it a minister, a favorite essayist, or merely prevailing opinion, we accept a standardized code of social conduct to which we conform most of the time. He goes on to say, in theory, everybody buys the best and cheapest commodities that are offered on the market. But in practice, if everyone went around chemically testing everything, it would just take forever and the world would fall apart. But he says, to avoid such confusions, society consents to have its choice narrowed to ideas and objects brought to its attention through propaganda of all kinds. There is consequently a vast and continuing effort going on to capture our minds in the interest of some policy or commodity or idea. It might be better to have, instead of propaganda and special pleading, committees of wise men who would choose our rulers, dictate our conduct, public and private, and decide upon the best types of clothes for us to wear and the best kinds of food for us to eat. Well, gee, we have that now, do we not? He says, as civilization has become more complex and the need for invisible government has been increasingly demonstrated, the technical means have been invented and developed by which opinion may be regimented. We'll talk a little bit more about his book Propaganda on the other side, and we'll get into all kinds of fascinating elements. Stay tuned, lots to learn. Stay right there.
TeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
there's something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the stock in the corporation, so they give your body to the bank in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock for the corporation, all you need to pay, because you are a money maker.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. Today we are discussing social engineering, and we're discussing Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda. He says, H.G. Wells senses the vast potentialities of these inventions when he writes in the New York Times, quote, ideas and phrases can now be given an effectiveness greater than the effectiveness of any personality and stronger than any sectional interest. The common design can be documented and sustained against perversion and betrayal. It can be elaborated and developed steadily and wisely without personal, local, and sectional misunderstanding, end quote. Bernays says, this invisible intertwining structure of groupings and associations is the mechanism by which democracy has organized its group mind and simplified its mass thinking. To deplore the existence of such a mechanism is to ask for society such as never was and never will be. To admit that it exists but expect that it shall not be used is unreasonable. He says the purpose of his book is to explain the structure of the mechanism which controls the public mind and to tell how it is manipulated by the special pleader who seeks to create acceptance for a particular idea or commodity. Today, however, a reaction has set in. The minority has discovered a powerful help in influencing majorities. It has found possible to so mold the mind of the masses that they will throw their newly gained strength in the desired direction. In the present structure of society, the practice is inevitable. Whatever the social importance is done today, whether in politics, finance, manufacture, agriculture, charity, education, or other fields, must be done with the help of propaganda. Propaganda is the executive arm of the invisible government. Universal literacy was supposed to educate the common man to control his environment. Once he could read and write, he would have a mind to rule. So ran the democratic doctrine. But instead of a mind, universal literacy has given him rubber stamps inked with advertising slogans, with editorials, with published scientific data, with the trivialities of the tabloids and the platitudes of history, but quite innocent of original thought. Each man's rubber stamps are the duplicates of millions of others, so that when those millions are exposed to the same stimuli, all receive identical imprints. It may seem an exaggeration to say that the American public gets most of its ideas in this wholesale fashion. The mechanism by which ideas are disseminated on a large scale is propaganda, in the broad sense of an organized effort to spread a particular belief or doctrine. The extent to which propaganda shapes the progress of affairs about us may surprise even well-informed persons. Nevertheless, it is only necessary to look under the surface of the newspaper for hints as to propaganda's authority over public opinion. Modern propaganda is a consistent, enduring effort to create or shape events to influence the relations of the public to an enterprise, idea, or group. This practice of creating circumstances and of creating pictures in the minds of millions of persons is very common. Virtually no important undertaking is now carried on without it. Whether that enterprise be building a cathedral, endowing a university, marketing a moving picture, floating a large bond issue, or electing a president. Sometimes the effect on the public is created by a professional propagandist, sometimes by an amateur deputized for the job. The important thing is that it is universal and continuous, and in its sum total, it is the regimenting the public mind every bit as much as an army regiments the bodies of its soldiers. So vast are the numbers of minds which can be regimented, and so tenacious are they when regimented, that a group at times offers an irresistible pressure before which legislators, editors, and teachers are helpless. In our present social organization, approval of the public is essential to any large undertaking. Hence, a laudable movement may be lost unless it impresses itself upon the public mind. As a matter of fact, The practice of propaganda since the war has assumed very different forms from it prevalent 20 years ago. This new technique may fairly be called the new propaganda. It takes account not merely of the individual, nor even of the mass mind alone, but also and especially of the anatomy of society with its interlocking group formations and loyalties. It sees the individual not only as a cell in the social organism, but as a cell organized into the social unit. Touch a nerve at a sensitive spot and you get an automatic response from certain members of that organism. Clearly, it is the intelligent minorities which need to make use of propaganda continuously and systematically. In the active proselytizing minorities, in whom selfish interests and the public interest coincide, lie the progress and development of America. Only through the active energy of the intelligent few can the public at large become aware of and act upon new ideas. Small groups of persons can and do make the rest of us think what they please about a given subject. Who are the men who, without our realizing it, give us our ideas, tell us whom to admire and whom to despise, who tell us how our houses should be designed, what furniture we should put in them, what menus we should serve on our table, what kinds of shirts we must wear, what sports we should indulge in, what plays we should see, what charities we should support, what pictures we should admire, what slang we should affect, what jokes we should laugh at? If we set out to make a list of the men and women who, because of their position in public life, might fairly be called the molders of public opinion, we would quickly arrive at an extended list of the persons mentioned in Who's Who. But it is fairly well known that many of these leaders are themselves led, sometimes by persons whose names are only known to the few. In some instances, the power of the invisible wire pullers is flagrant. Such persons typify in the public mind the type of ruler associated with the phrase invisible government. But we do not often stop to think that there are dictators in other fields whose influence is just as decisive as that of those politicians that he just mentioned. There are invisible rulers who control the destinies of millions. It is not generally recognized to what extent the words and actions of our most influential public men are dictated by shrewd persons operating behind the scenes, nor, what is still more important, the extent to which our thoughts and habits are modified by authorities. In some departments of our daily lives, in which we imagine ourselves free agents, we are ruled by dictators exercising great power. Different men in various departments rule our lives. There may be one power behind a throne in politics, another in the manipulation of the federal discount rate, and still another in the dictation of the next season's dances. If there were a national invisible cabinet ruling our destinies, a thing which is not impossible to conceive of, it would work through certain group leaders on a Tuesday for one purpose and through an entirely different set on Wednesday for another. The idea of invisible government is relative. There may be a handful of men who control the educational methods of a great majority of our schools, yet from another standpoint, every parent is a group leader with authority over his or her children. The invisible government tends to be concentrated in the hands of the few because of the expense of manipulating the social machinery which controls the opinions and habits of the masses. To advertise on a scale which would reach 50 million persons is expensive. To reach and persuade the group leaders who dictate the public's thoughts and actions is likewise expensive. For this reason, there is an increasing tendency to concentrate the functions of propaganda in the hands of the propaganda specialist. The specialist is more and more assuming a distinct place in the function of our national life. Edward Bernays calls this propaganda specialist a public relations council. He says, the Public Relations Council, then, is an agent who, working with modern media of communication and the group formations of society, brings an idea to the consciousness of the public. We're going to talk about how propaganda is used today on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are encrypted and developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchies that have always existed and presumably always will exist, get people actually to love their search. This seems to me the ultimate in malevolent revolution, shall we say.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second half an hour of the first hour of the Iconoclast Report. I am, of course, your host, Carolyn Harris, and we are discussing social engineering today. I was just reading from Edward Bernays' famous book, Propaganda, and he was discussing what the public relations specialist does. And so we've kind of set the stage. We've talked about what social engineering is. We've talked about propaganda and what that is and what those people, how they do it, what they do it for. Well, let's talk about the use of propaganda today. All media outlets are used for propaganda, obviously television, radio, commercial radio, that is. Movies, magazines, newspapers, you name it, is used for it. It's also, of course, on the internet. There are lots of propaganda outlets out there, you know, towing the government line, towing the line of the United Nations, and so on. Government uses lots and lots of propaganda. Industry also has a goal of using propaganda. United Nations has lots of propaganda. They have to promote Agenda 21, their depopulation program for the entire world, and global governance, also known as One World Government or New World Order. Now also the Illuminati have their uses of propaganda for their own goals. Well, the methods of propaganda have very much improved since Edward Bernays' days, since World War II. We have vast increases in the technology used for subliminal messaging. Now, we talked about that last week when we talked about psychopolitics. The message in subliminals used on television and movies no longer is just the 25th frame. They don't put just one frame every 25th. But now, actually since the 70s, they have one message or picture or whatever it is that they want to get inside of your brain. They have that just below the surface, and they have it merged into every single frame, and it gets into your unconscious mind. Another method that has been vastly improved is the hypnotic script. They can have someone read a hypnotic script and record it. Then they compress that into a nanosecond, and that can be embedded into music, soundtracks, and obviously advertisements, everything. That is actually commonly used in retail stores. They will embed their hypnotic script within the Muzak that they play in all of the retail stores. And, you know, in that particular venue, it may be, we're watching you. Don't shoplift. You will be punished. We're watching you. We see what you're doing. And whatever it is that they want to say, besides obviously buy more, buy more. Need equals want. Want equals need. So we also, in another sense, we have think tanks and foundations which have proliferated. You know, obviously there's Tavistock. It's kind of the mothership of the think tanks, and I'll probably have a show that specifically talks about think tanks and foundations because they are the arms. They are the legs. They are how the elite, the Illuminati, if you will, accomplish their many goals. Now, we have been conditioned to accept the word of experts, whether they are self-identified experts or they have a few letters after their names, really doesn't matter. 24-hour television and radio is filled with to the brim with them. I mean, just overflowing. We have experts on all kinds of shows, and just like Bernays says, they tell us what to think. They tell us what to buy. They, you know, sell us the government programs. They mold our minds, our opinions, our tastes. And many of the talk show hosts on both television and commercial radio are members of these think tanks and foundations, and their job is to carry forward the specific agenda. So, what are the other means of dissemination? Well, we talked about radio, television, newspapers, and magazines, but churches are also a method of carrying forth the agenda of social engineering. And public schools are, of course, another venue for social engineering, carrying forth sometimes interlocking agendae. Well, what are the agendae? Well, there are various ones for the various players. First, we'll talk about government. Well, the main message from the government is stay asleep, trust us, Mother Government loves you, you don't need to think, we have taken care of everything for you, go back to sleep. They must gain and maintain support of the public for their various programs. They have to gain and maintain support for the status quo in the system, and by doing that, they not only always continuously push the left-right paradigm, but they also keep us divided on stupid, what they call splinter issues, you know, wedge issues. And that's part of the classic divide and conquer strategy. They keep us busy with racism, with, you know, every kind of method that they can think of to divide us so we are focused on these really essentially non-issues. So we don't pay attention to what they're actually doing. They have to gain and maintain the support of the public for their foreign policies, you know, their little list of allies and enemies, which, of course, many of us know that behind the scenes, the so-called enemies are actually not. I mean, most of that is just for public consumption. For example, anyone out there who's had the misfortune of watching Fox News, of course, that's owned by Rupert Murdoch, and they just supposedly hate Hillary Clinton. You know, she is the devil herself, and she's so horrible. Personally, I agree, but that's their little shtick. That's what they put forth. But most people don't know that Rupert Murdoch was the biggest single contributor to Hillary Clinton's campaigns, and they have lunch together at least once a week. So these are things that are just for public consumption. You know, Ahmadinejad, Vladimir Putin, even Yasser Arafat when he was alive, they're all high-level Freemasons. Everybody, they're all on the same team, and they pretend to hate each other just, you know, to give us something to look at. Just like in the Congress, you know, they supposedly on either sides of the aisle, well, you know, they agree, okay, I'll be the bad guy this month, and, you know, we'll have a little scandal, and, of course, that just goes away. And then next month, you have to be the bad guy. All right, well, so they just rotate. And that's really how that works. But they also, as far as the domestic policy, they have to gain and maintain support for their various wars, the war of drugs, the war on poverty, insert your chosen noun here. Of course, now we have a war on an emotion. We have on terror itself, not terrorism. We have a war on the emotion of terror. You ever notice that? I think that's pretty telling. How come we don't have a war on greed or brutal ambition? Of course, that will never happen. They have to have our continued support for their encroachment on the states' rights. The states are basically just little arms of the federal government now. They're no longer sovereign, although we have seen in recent months that there are a number of states, I think it's up to 8 now, who have passed resolutions saying, you know, we're declaring our sovereignty. If you, federal government, declare martial law, well, we're going to secede. You don't rule us, so that's really encouraging. But they also, the government needs to have everyone's support for the continued encroachment on personal privacy, on individual rights, and, of course, their cradle-to-grave programs of surveillance and control. And that, of course, is their goal for us little slaves out here. And they also need our support for the United Nations and the various United Nations programs, two of which are out in the public, and they have names, Agenda 21 and Goals 2000. Now, Agenda 21 has to do with environmentalism, and we'll get into that a little bit later on in the broadcast. And Goals 2000 has to do with public schools and the social engineering of citizens while they're young. You know, get them while they're young, and you've got them for life. Well, there are also, the government needs us to support the programs and the agenda of the Illuminati. Now, a really quick note here, just a personal preference of mine. I personally object to people calling the New World Order as an entity or a group of persons. It's not a group of persons. It is the goal. It is the situation that they're going for. I prefer to call this group of crazy people the Illuminati or the controllers or the elite. I think that's a little bit more accurate. We're going to talk a little bit more about the various agenda and who the players are and how they do it on the other side. Thank you for sharing your Saturday, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now, 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life change tea. Oh, P.S. Lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
And I have noted, reading recent dismay, that a number of the predictions which were purely fantastic when I made them 30 years ago have come true or seem in process of coming true. That a number of techniques about which I talked seem to be here already, and that there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy, the enjoyment of servitude.
Welcome back, everybody. That last bumper was especially prescient. We're talking about social engineering, which is what Aldous Huxley did write about in Brave New World. And before the break, I was talking about the various players and what their agendi are. And we left off talking about how the governments need us, the people, to support the programs and agendi of the Illuminati. And I had to give my little opinion that I think that it's much more illustrative to talk about the Illuminati as the group of people, the controllers, the elite, if you will, that are behind the scenes. Now, whether they themselves use that term is not really relevant to me. That's just my descriptive word of these collective group of psychopaths. Anyway, the government requires us to consent to give away our personal power. If we do not give it away, then it remains with us. They need our consent to give away our loyalty to our families, our nation, and God, creator of the universe, whatever you call that. They also need our consent and to give away our privacy in exchange for their services. Now, this is a good time to talk about how the Illuminati are bound spiritually to the principle of consent. It is a law, just like there are laws in the physical world, gravity, you know, all these other ones everybody knows about. But in the spiritual world, there are laws just the same. And one of those is free will. And they cannot violate our free will. They must have consent in order to go forward with their agenda. And that is a big reason for a lot of the propaganda that we see. If we do not consent, it can't go forward. Just like the government, in many ways, can't go forward with various programs, because, you know, the entire nation is against it. Well, You know, that was then, this is now. The government obviously doesn't care if the entire nation is against things like open borders or giving away all kinds of created Federal Reserve notes to the bankers who are already rolling in them and taking baths in them just like Scrooge McDuck. It doesn't really matter if the entire country is against it. They know who owns them and they know who they work for, so they do what they're told. But in a general sense, there is that immutable law of consent, and that does apply to us having responsibility over our own lives, our own actions, and our own personal power. Now, this is part of the reason for the pathetic and sorry state of public quote-unquote education. Well, it's not education. It is indoctrination. And the reason for that is, well, dumb slaves are a whole lot easier to control. If people have never known any real knowledge, well, they don't know what they're missing, and they don't even know how to go look for it because they don't know it's there. There are a lot of people who have been dumbed down and have the internet, and, you know, they may spend hours and hours and hours on YouTube and sports sites and looking at cars and various things that really just don't matter at all. Those are the distractions. Those are the little shiny baubles that have been dangled before us that we should pay attention to. And of course, the reason we're supposed to pay attention to those is so we don't pay attention to what's actually going on. Another reason for the pathetic state of education, public indoctrination, is to lower the level of civilization back to barbarism. And we are going back that way. People used to be a lot more civilized in various epochs of humanity and actual history. And that civility just slipping away. I mean, people don't even have manners anymore. People do not teach their little children to say please and thank you, ma'am and sir. I teach my children how to do that, and they do. And people always are so surprised, as if it's, you know, just shocking that someone would say please and thank you. And to me, that's shocking to me, because that's something, you know, many generations were just taught automatically. I'm personally of the opinion that everyone should use good manners. But it also serves to lower the sights of the slave class. You know, we were taught in public indoctrination that this is an upwardly mobile society. Well, that's only true if you play along, if you sell people out, if you really don't have any morals or, you know, scruples. Sure, you can be upwardly mobile. No problem. You can gain lots of Federal Reserve notes. They will give you a certain amount of power over other people as long as you do their bidding. But for the rest of the slaves, you know, they're taught that they have to lower their sights, while at the same time dangling all these little shiny baubles and trinkets in their faces, our faces, on the television and movies and the subliminal messages that tell us, you know, buy, consume, act like you're rich, spend, you don't need to save, there is no rainy day. So that creates a sort of a cognitive dissonance and a tension in the mind, which is exactly how the Delphi method works. And if you don't know what that is, that was something that was created by the Tavistock Institute in the United Kingdom in order to achieve consensus. And the Delphi technique involves putting people in little groups around tables with a facilitator with them. And what the facilitator does is they will throw out a very divisive and controversial subject, and they will create as much tension as they can in order to get the one or two people at the table to change their strongly held views or positions on the subject to achieve consensus with the group. And what that does, or actually I should say how that method is used, is that the people at the table who already agree will berate and condemn and hurl pejoratives at the one or two people at the table who have a different opinion than they do. And the facilitator will encourage that and will put that person or persons on the spot until they psychologically break in a certain way and they give up, basically. And they will change their opinion or their position on that matter to conform to that of the herd. And that's exactly the point, is consensus. And consensus on a larger scale equals herd behavior. So the public indoctrination camps, known as schools, are designed to dumb everybody down, keep real knowledge from them, lower the level of civilization, and lower the sights of the slave class to create herd behavior. Because once you're in a herd, and once you have lost your sense of individual self and individual power, the herd becomes all important. And you can see this in the cliquish type of behavior. You know, they will do anything to have the approval of the people in their clique, because to be banished from the clique or to make the leader of that little clique angry with them, well, they risk being excommunicated in a way. They risk being expelled from the herd. And when that's their identity, that is more terrifying than death itself. So we've talked about government and what in general, the government's agenda are. And obviously, industry. Industry has their own agenda. Obviously, they want us to buy their products. They want us to not hold them accountable for their environmental pollution because, hey, who cares if it's, you know, $2.99? Great, who cares? Who cares that it's going to break and, you know, just go right into the landfill and that may pollute the environment that way? And we don't think about how things are made in these giant factories and things like that. And they also want us to not question the exorbitant prices, which always increase while the size or the quantity of that item decreases. Someone was talking to me about in the 1970s when they had the price freezing. And after the price freezing was lifted, well, all the prices stayed high. They never went back down. And throughout my life, I've seen the size of a box of cereal go down while the price goes up. You know, they just put more fillers and chemical components in it, and everyone's just supposed to be happy with it. Shut up and buy it and be happy. They also want us to not question their exorbitant salaries and their ridiculous bonuses. And many people have noticed that the worse that an executive does in a certain industry, the more bonuses they get. It's like bizarro world. You know, if you and your slave job mess up, well, you get fired. But not so if you're up in the upper echelon. All right, we'll continue talking about industry and some of the other players on the other side. We'll be right back.
CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MyCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications. such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
I wrote 30 years ago a fable of a brave new world, which is essentially the account of society, making use of all the devices at their time available, and some of the devices which I imagined to be possible, making use of them in order to, first of all, to standardize the population, to iron out inconvenient human differences, to create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind.
Welcome back, everybody, and that Aldous Huxley quote was very timely also. The social engineering is intended to iron out the differences to make mass quantities of human beings who engage in groupthink, who are part of a herd, who dare not to stray from the norm, to have their own thoughts, take back their own power, or take responsibility for themselves. It's all about being part of that herd. Okay, before the break, we were talking about the agenda of industry. We are not supposed to question the pathetic state of quality and the absolute lack of customer service that they provide us with, or in the customer service sense, do not provide us with. How many people have have called a company to talk about whatever is wrong, you want to talk to a supervisor, and you get sent into this numerical wonderland, a bizarro world, where you have to push one for English, you have to push 50 buttons, and you still don't get to talk to a real person, or if you do, then they tell you, oh, I'm sorry, that's not my department, let me transfer you, and you get cut off. Boy, that has happened to me so many times, and I can't stand it. Or when you call to complain about something, they tell you, well, gee, ma'am, I'm really sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. And they don't care about you. They don't really care. They also want us to not question that the jobs have been shipped overseas in their quest for the almighty profit, because really that's what it's all about. It's not about creating quality products. It's not about filling a need or anything. Advertising creates needs. They find a hole and they jump right in there and they tell you that you need this. Well, you don't need it. They just convince you that you want it. Most of this crap out there we don't need anyway, and we'd be so much better off without it. All right, so now that brings us to the United Nations. And I said that we were going to talk about their program called Agenda 21. Okay, some of you have heard of this program, some of you have not. For those who have not, it is intended to take over all land, water, forest, wild animals, and everything, including privately owned land, regulating the activities of every human being on the planet, and essentially to create total subjugation of the entire planet on the behalf of everyone in the world. I'm sorry, on behalf of, sorry, everybody, sorry, somebody called and left a message. And I don't really know how to do that except to unplug the phone. Okay, sorry, everybody. Okay, and they are achieving that through all kinds of social engineering. The environmentalist movement is all about ushering in Agenda 21. And I talked last week about how, you know, we all want to breathe fresh air. We all want to drink clean water. You know, we love trees. We love green grass. We love flowers and all those kind of things. there are so many people who joined in environmental movements because they really care. And there are a lot of people who are in the environmental movements who really care. They want to do the right thing. But this has been co-opted. It has been taken over on behalf of the Illuminati, the controllers, to bring in Agenda 21 and to control the entire world. When we get back after this quick break, we'll talk about Gold 2000 and public school.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report on this Valentine's Day, February 14th. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris. Thank you so much for listening and sharing your Saturday with me. We are discussing social engineering, and right before the last break, we are talking about the Agenda 21 program from the United Nations, and someone in the chat room mentioned that it was a mind farming and human terrain management, and I think those are really good ways to describe it. Someone else mentioned that it was about collectivism versus individuality, and that is also very true. We are social creatures, human beings, and we need other people. Some people are a little more social than others. Some people can spend lots of time alone, like myself, but we do need to be around other people at least sometimes. And but I think what I was really trying to get across was that even though we are social creatures and we may display as an animal the herd behavior that is common in other kinds of animals, it is about collectivism versus individuality, and it is about being part of a community, your family, your friends, your general community, but still being able to think for yourself and being able to have your own ideas that are distinct and separate and maybe the polar opposite of those around you while still being able to get along with other people. Now, I said we were going to talk about the Goals 2000 program. That was brought in, of course, by Slick Willie, Bill Clinton. That is all about a world curriculum designed to foster the dumbing down of the people. You keep the knowledge from the slaves. That has to do also with the constant testing that we see so often in the public indoctrination centers known as schools. That has to do with creating files on everyone and teaching to the test so that there is no actual knowledge being transmitted. They have rewritten the books to eliminate knowledge, and they teach about feeling versus thinking. You know, thinking is discouraged, distinctly discouraged. You know, you're allowed to think the way they want you to, which is on a very, very limited basis, about the things that they want you to, but you have to think the things that they want you to think. And it's also about fostering the idea of global citizenship. And that is done by diversity training and multiculturalism. Now, of course, there is nothing wrong with lots and lots of different cultures, and we should celebrate those different cultures. And, you know, my idea of diversity is just that. Hey, you know, I love personally how the people in Thailand have these really ornate costumes, and they look so beautiful, and they do these fantastic dances in their costumes, and, you know, that's wonderful. But that doesn't mean that their culture should be mushed in with all of the other ones, and we should encourage them to give that up so that they're less different than everybody else, okay? You know, that's just not acceptable as far as, you know, being individual. They should be able to be fully immersed in their own culture, just like everybody else. So one of the goals of Goals 2000 is to get children to surrender their nation to the controllers. They are trying to divorce children from their nationality. They teach children that being proud of your nation is a bad thing. Oh, it's very bad. You know, that, they say, causes division and controversy, and we can't have peace when people are proud of their nation and they're proud of their culture. That's just antithetical to being a global citizen. And so that's one of the things that they do. They promote the myth of global warming, which, of course, you know, obviously the world is not getting warmer. It is getting colder. So they have renamed that climate change. What an Orwellian term that is. And what an idiotic thing, because, hello, the climate changes every day. The climate changes with the seasons. It changes. That is the nature of climate. And we, of course, have cycles in our weather that are completely natural. And let me tell you, it has nothing to do with animal flatulence. It has to do with the natural cycles of the earth. They are really promoting the idea of climate change and all of this so that children will become fully indoctrinated with this idea before they have any access to real information. Now, you know, obviously school children can read, they can get on the internet, but they can't understand reports that are made by scientists that outline very clearly how the world is not getting warmer, it's getting colder. They can't understand all these big terms when they're so young. In public school, they do encourage the little children to keep a diary of environmental sins of their parents. Oh, let's dig into the garbage can and see if mom threw away the cardboard egg crate. Oh, how dare you, mother. That's actually pretty prevalent. You know, once these children are indoctrinated, you know, they will jump into it whole hog with both feet. And they are encouraged by their change agents, which are called teachers, to keep this diary of environmental sins, not only to divide children from their parents, but also to provide information about the family. And last week I talked about that a little bit, about how the information that children provide to the schools goes into their electronic file, which of course the government has their fingers in. So any negative thing that the child reports about their parents, whether it's their ideals or their religious beliefs, or, you know, mommy and daddy argue sometimes, which, you know, if you don't, then you don't have a real relationship. Anything like that, that can be used by the government to take the children away from the parents because, you know, they're being abusive by not recycling or not allowing their child to play on their PlayStation for 16 hours on the weekend. Anyway, they another goal of this United Nations program, Goals 2000 World Core Curriculum, is to divorce children emotionally from their parents. And that is not a joke. They want to foster loyalty to the state, okay? And then, of course, to the larger supranational entities, which, of course, is the United Nations. And us adults that are listening to this, after what I just said a minute ago about how, you know, being proud of your nation is just not acceptable, that is, you know, divisive and not peaceful. So how can promoting loyalty to the state be consistent with that? Well, it isn't. It's part of that cognitive dissonance. It's part of creating tension. And then they tell the children to be loyal to supranational entities, global governments, because that's the only way we can have peace. All right, we'll be right back on the other side after this quick break for much, much more information on Hour 2 Iconoclast Report on Oracle Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million+ edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, we'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The question of how and why the United Nations, the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one-world dictatorship, is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. Thank you so much for listening. I want to read a quote that was put up in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room. And you, of course, can get there by going to oraclebroadcasting.com. Click on the little link on the left-hand side that says chat room, and boom, you're there. Lots of people discussing Agenda 21, the United Nations, public schools, and many other really interesting subjects. Great ideas. And someone put up a quote by John D. Rockefeller, who was Secretary of the General Education Board, which was the predecessor, of course, to the Department of Education. In 1906, he said, "In our dreams, people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. The present education conventions of the intellectual and character education fade from their minds, and, unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon the grateful and responsive folk. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers or men of science. We have not to raise them up from authors, educators, poets, or men of letters. We shall not search for great artists, painters, musicians, nor lawyers, doctors, preachers, or politicians as statesmen, of whom we have an ample supply. The task is simple. We will organize children and teach them in a perfect way the things their fathers and mothers are doing in an imperfect way." And isn't that what we see happening today? I was talking about, before the break, Goals 2000, which is in of the United Nations. And this is the last little section of their agenda. And that is to indoctrinate the children into voluntary depopulation campaign by pushing this via homosexuality, transsexuality, and obviously because homosexuals cannot procreate together. Hello, that is the reason. They push this through tolerance and acceptance of any type of perversity whatsoever. People with animals, you know, whatever, doesn't matter because there are no morals. And we talked a little bit about that last week. I read some quotes about how it was morality that itself was a perversion, this what they called a perversion of the idea itself of right and wrong is just perverse, and that is what causes all the problems in the world. Well, no, black is white, night is day, 2 + 2 = 5. You know, obviously that is completely untrue and a very Orwellian in and of itself. Okay, on to now the agenda of the Illuminati. Again, when I say that, I'm referring to the elites, the controllers, those people who are behind the scenes, as Edward Bernays eloquently put, pulling the strings of the other men behind the strings. I mean, behind the scenes, excuse me. Well, by consent, the Illuminati have to eliminate the loyalty to family, our various nations, and the creator of the universe. by consent. They need us to voluntarily give up our power, and they do that by using fear and instilling a sense of hopelessness and powerlessness in the people. And that is necessary in order for people to voluntarily give up their power. When people are afraid, we have been taught to look to government or some other entity to save us, to take care of us, instead of retaining our own power and our own responsibility and taking care of ourselves, or taking care, you know, helping the widows and orphans in our community, you know, the mentally ill. We don't bother to help them. We think that some organization or the government should do it, because that's what we have been engineered to think. The Illuminati have to indoctrinate people with wide-scale and pervasive messages, getting people into the occult, into witchcraft, into New Age, Earth worship, and nature worship. Now, of course, the definition of the word occult means secret. It's about secret knowledge. Most people do associate the word occult with, you know, the ancient mystery religions and things like that. Well, it's a little larger than that now, because that does also encompass the many different religious sects, including, you know, for example, OTO, which is a Luciferian or actually a satanic sect. Anyway, that's kind of what people think of when they hear occult. Many people out there listening today may consider themselves witches or Wiccans. Now, and part of that is earth worship and goddess worship. And they may, you listening, may feel like a little offended. You know, hey, I practice white magic, so I don't do that because I've been socially engineered to do that. Well, you know, we do a lot of things for reasons that we don't realize. There are actually three reasons why we do things. The reason that we tell everybody else, the reason that we tell ourselves, and the real reason. And that is what knowing yourself is all about, is getting to that real reason. And a lot of us here on Oracle Broadcasting are really interested. And our motivation for telling everyone all of these wonderful facts and interesting things is to give you information so that you can choose for yourself. We talk about breaking out of the programming. Well, we are programmed in almost every facet of our lives. And in order to break out of that programming, we have to learn, we have to do research, and we have to realize that most of the issues or things that people say that we react so viscerally to, we may have, you know, extreme revulsion or react with anger when people talk about different subjects. Well, the reason why we have such a strong emotional reaction is because that's part of the programming. And so I try to put that in practice myself, that when somebody talks about something that makes me really angry, I have to ask myself, wait a minute, why does that make me so angry? Because maybe it goes against something that I believe. Well, don't I think that it's okay for other people to believe other things? Or, you know, if they're telling their beliefs or their ideas, well, of course it is. If they are relaying facts and information that is verifiable, well, I really have a duty as a sovereign individual to check into that, to verify what they're saying. And I have to question my own reaction. And I need to overcome that by breaking out of my programming. I have to learn information about that. So the Illuminati want to accomplish this, obviously. There are a lot of messages, and especially recently, a lot of movies about magic and occultism and even, you know, earth worship. Obviously, there are also television programs that have these themes, or the main characters practice magic. They may not tell you where they get their power from, but they are the protagonist in the movie or the television show. now. Of course, there are many, many, many more books than music, more books than movies, and probably even more books than television shows. There are also magazine articles that talk about these things. There are magazines for any subject you can think of. One-legged chickens, there's probably a magazine about that too. It also is promoted on various radio programs. So that is one of the ways that they, their agenda and how they are trying to accomplish that. Now, of course, that leads us right into religion. Well, the agenda of organized religion is to keep people trapped in a paradigm, make the people feel powerless, that they need the priest class in order to have a relationship with the Creator. It prohibits questioning and therefore higher thinking. Now, there's no need to think. Just accept what you're told in church. Thinking or questioning means that you have no faith, but really the opposite is true. We're meant to think and question and use the intellect we're given. It's actually respectful. Not thinking is atrophy, slavery, and disrespectful to not only ourselves, but the Creator. We'll be back on the other side, the second half of
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the stock in the corporation, so they give your body to the bank in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock of the corporation on the United States because you are a money maker.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about how religion is used in social engineering and what their agenda is. Of course, the religion itself is not the agenda. It is controlling people. Okay, one of the agenda that religion is used for is to get people to follow men, not the creator of the universe. And of course, following men, it drains people's faith. It drains their wallets. It drains their true connection with the creator of the universe. Now, if you are looking to a man to interpret things for you, to be your intercessor, to connect you with the creator of the universe, obviously that takes away your personal power. That takes away your connection with the creator of the universe. Another thing is that it keeps the real knowledge from the people, and that means that the priest class can stay in power, and they have to keep the real knowledge from the people to better enslave and control us. If we had the knowledge, we would realize we do not need them. We don't need them. It also serves to foster divisions amongst the people around the world. You know, religion allows a handy way to rationalize atrocity, wars, land grabs, barbarism, such as genocide, slavery, and subjugation of other human beings. It has been used throughout history and in the present time, of course. So now let's talk pretty quickly about examples of social engineering in our present time. Well, we started with the government, and we're going to go in kind of the same order as we've been going the whole time. Well, of course, we have the 24/7 TV programs, right? And 24/7 radio provides plenty of dissembling shills and experts to convince us of whatever we're supposed to believe. You know, the think tanks and foundations control what is shown based on their donations, okay, and their connections to the owners of the media outlets, which, of course, are members of secret societies and think tanks and various foundations. I mean, it's a very incestuous relationship. If you start doing some research into who owns what and the various foundations and think tanks and secret societies, you'll see certain names just pop up over and over again. That's not an accident. They all work together. Of course, we have the Pentagon paid shills to speak for the government foreign policy to convince us that the wars are necessary and that everything's just going just Jim Dandy. They also got caught, the government did, with their pre-recorded spots on the local television channels to, of course, influence the populace and social engineer us. But you know what? I think they still probably do that, even though they've been caught. You know, there's a little scandal for a while, and then it just goes away, and they continue doing it. Then, of course, there's the dog and pony show of elections and the two-party system. And that serves to keep people trapped in the false left-right paradigm by now allowing 3rd, 4th, 25th, 67th party candidates any equal time or space on the ballot. You know, they may be on the ballot, but if you've never heard of them, you're probably not going to vote for them. Most people have been taught to be apathetic and not engaged in their communities and any kind of politics. Well, politics is pretty disgusting and slimy anyway. I mean, who wants to be involved in that? Well, we have to. We have to engage. Otherwise, we give them our power. And, of course, by elections, we're pretending to throw bastards out every year, but, of course, nothing changes. They all serve the same masters. They all go to certain meetings and swear fealty to another country. If you don't know what I'm talking about AIPAC. If you don't know what AIPAC is, look it up. AIPAC. It's everywhere. It has its hands in everything, and they are vicious. They, of course, are the lobbying group for the State of Israel. And all of our elected leaders go to the AIPAC meeting every year and swear fealty to another country. I don't know about you, but that's actually treason. Yeah, it's treason. Anyway, most of our politicians are, as I said, members of think tanks, foundations, and organizations. And secret societies, they don't have the best interest of our nation and our people at heart. They might be members of the Council on Foreign Relations, Council for National Policy, various religious groups, the Jesuits, Knights of Malta, etc., and their other fraternities or secretive type societies like Freemasons, Shriners, you know, well, there are just a number of them. Anyway, Another goal of government is to control our behavior via surveillance. Okay, Britain has around 4 million surveillance cameras. Many are equipped with microphones and speakers. And I'm going to read a little bit very quickly from an article in USA Today entitled UK Trades Privacy for Security, and that is by a person named Paisley Dodds for the Associated Press. And I cannot put that up in the library because it is the Associated Press and you are not allowed to reprint anything by them, otherwise they really will come after you. And I'm trying to copy this and paste it into the chat room so everyone can read it. If you're not in the chat room, you can go there by going to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on chat room. And this article says, for example, in Gloucester, surveillance cameras are equipped with microphones and speakers. People caught littering or other minor infractions are scolded by remote control. Security personnel who watch from inside a bunker give troublemakers the last chance to change their ways before they are fined for their misdeeds are posted on a government's website. Intimidation tactics and name and shame. A few are horrified at this trend. We are sleepwalking towards a Big Brother society. Not in one fell swoop, but by stages, warns The Spectator, a conservative magazine. There is no boot stamping on a face, just an ever more insistent foot in the door. But a majority of 4,000 people surveyed in 2005 said they believed that tapping phones, opening mail, and following terror suspects were a price worth paying to stay safe, according to the British Social Attitudes Report, an annual survey released in January. Some 81%, that 4,000 people, thought tapping telephones and opening mail were prices worth paying. For terrorism subjects, suspects, 80% supported electronic tagging. The British seem to have rallied around the idea that some long-accepted freedoms may have to be curbed in the face of a common enemy, in much the way an earlier generation made sacrifices during World War II. When it comes to people's safety, I don't think they can go too far, said Jonathan Walks, age 29, a London lawyer. For the most part, we just go about our lives knowing that people are watching. I'm still rowdy after a night at the pub. End quote. Oh, well, so you can get rowdy after going out drinking. Yeah, you're really free, buddy. Well, it's not just in the United Kingdom, but it's in America also. I'm going to not read a whole lot more because I have more stuff to get through, but yes. Another USA Today article, Law Enforcement Takes Surveillance to Audio Level, by Megan Reichgott, also for the Associated Press. In 2005, the city of Chicago, Illinois, is employing new technology that recognizes the sound of a gunshot within two-block radius, pinpoints the source, turns the camera towards the shooter, and places a 911 call. Welcome to crime fighting in the 21st century. Instead of just having eyes, you have the advantage of both eyes and ears, said Brian Baker, chief executive of Safety Dynamics, LLC, and the company in suburban Oak Brook that makes the systems. In Los Angeles County, obviously California, the Sheriff's Department plans to deploy 20 units in a pilot test, and officials in Tijuana, Mexico, recently bought 353 units, Baker said. Police in Philadelphia and San Francisco are close to launching test programs of their own, and New Orleans and Atlanta have also made inquiries. Safety Dynamics works with the U.S. Army and Navy, developing systems that could detect the range of sounds such as glass shattering or diesel trucks slowing in an unexpected location. Safety Dynamics system deployed in Chicago, known formally as Smart Sensor Enabled Neutral Threat Recognition and Identification, or Sentry, uses four microphones to triangulate or zero in on the shooter. The city in 2004 reduced its homicide rate to its lowest level since 1965, and police seized 10,000 guns, successes that were in large part credited to a network of pods or remote-controlled cameras that can rotate 360 degrees and feed video directly to squad car laptops. The Sentry systems are in addition to that network. You don't have much in the way of privacy issues when you're in the public area, Bennett said, and local officials say it's hard to argue with the results. Crime rates in Chicago are the lowest in 40 years. The price of keeping the community safe far outweighs the civil liberty issues, Bond said. We'll continue with this on the other side. Last segment coming up. Stay tuned. So much more to come.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now facing precisely it is that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchies that always existed and presumably always will exist. Get people actually to love their virtues. This seems to me the ultimate in malevolent revolution, shall we say.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Iconoclast Report, continuing at the last few sentences from the USA Today article, Law Enforcement Takes Audio to a New Level. Baker from the company who makes the Sentry camera says that Sentry is programmed only to recognize gunshots, not record conversations or bug private homes. There's no mechanisms for other sounds like human voices, he said. Okay. Well, notice they say programmed. Well, that tells you that it can be programmed to hear voices, linked into the numerous federal and state databases and matching face-to-voice, tracking you. Well, it's not just about CCTV surveillance, but by phone, email, and snail mail also. And it serves to engineer a slave mentality by all the searches in airports and federal buildings and traffic checkpoints. And seizure of personal or corporate property when going through the checkpoints. I did have an article, and I will place that link in the chat room, but I don't have time to read that today. It was called, or it is called, Seizing Laptops and Cameras Without Cause by Alex Kingbury, and that was in the U.S. News and World Report. And if you plug that into a search engine, it will come up, and it talked about a journalist who had his laptop seized by Department of Homeland Security. Well, I also write articles, and I wrote one called Mental Intrusion at the Hands of Science and Law. Are Our Minds Still Our Own? And you can find that up on blacklistednews.com. I think you could probably just put in mental intrusion and it'll pop right up. And the relevant part today is in addition to scanning passengers' bodies that show the body as if it is naked, airports will now use behavioral screening technology that monitors and assesses visual as well as acoustic input, meaning they monitor your facial expressions, your gait, and even voices, and even use subliminal messages to assess the passenger's response. Some technology is available to place under passengers' seats, potentially both in airports and on the airplane. And what they are doing is telling the slaves that the state has all the power and the people have none. We must bend over and take it and like it. If anyone resists or asserts their rights, they will be punished by being put on a list or multiple lists, and there will be other more insidious punishments as well. Harassment, loss of business, obviously incarceration, stalking, legal charges, whether they're related or not. Now, government also has control over their curriculum and indoctrination centers. They promote the environmentalism. They promote world citizenship. And I really encourage everyone to look up World Core Curriculum. Okay, that is something that was created by Robert Mueller. Now, he is best known for his decades of service as Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, serving with USANT, Kurt Waldheim, and Javier Perez de Cuellar. But he is also considered the father of global education, a title given to him for his compilation of the World Core Curriculum. The World Core Curriculum was first used in the few Robert Mueller schools around the world, known as Schools of the Ageless Wisdom, to enable students to become true planetary citizens. Mueller acknowledges that the World Core Curriculum is based on the teachings of Alice Bailey and Jawal Kuhl, and also on Master Moria. Now, if you've never heard of Alice Bailey, she took Madame Helena Blavatsky's place in the Theosophical Society. I have to disagree with some other people who think that or have stated that theosophy was started out not as a bad thing. My personal opinion is anything that somebody channels from some entity or another is by its very nature suspect, because it doesn't matter what that entity tells the person who's doing the channeling. It doesn't matter how flowery the language or what wonderful things they say. You know, disembodied beings, you don't know who they are. They can tell you anything. So anyway, Alice Bailey took over for Madame Helena Blavatsky, and they had the Lucifer Trust renamed to Lucius Trust because people kind of balked at that. You know, that didn't really sound like a good thing. So I encourage you to look up the World Core Curriculum by Robert Mueller, who's the author of that. It also promotes diversity and multiculturalism, which we talked about a little bit before. They also promote voluntary population control. The schools give out free birth control without parental consent. They have tours of abortion clinics with emphasis on confidentiality. Stress how selfish and inconvenient it is to have children. They promote alternative families, specifically without a father, denigrating the role of father and family. And, of course, there is no longer any stigma attached to bastardy. In fact, it's actually celebrated. They promote homosexuality as a viable alternative. They have pride groups, have special holidays for LGBT and special clubs for them, and students are not allowed to disapprove of the behavior because that's not being tolerant. Now, I want to state very clearly that I do not hate people that are gay. I have some in my family that's gay. Love them very, very much. My point in pointing this out is that the promotion of homosexuality and other alternative gender situations is part of an agenda. It is all part of voluntary population control. It is part of controlling people. It is part of breaking down, any kind of traditional morals. And I don't say that with respect to religion, but just with respect to humanity. And, you know, the family has been the center of a civilization for, a really long time. My point is just to point that out. Anyway, they do promote sexual experimentation with multiple partners, even though it's against state and federal laws, regardless of parental or familial beliefs or morals, and even though these children are not emotionally ready. I have read curriculum where they are telling little kids that they should be experimenting with both genders by age 12 or there's something wrong with them and we'll have to assign you a gay mentor, obviously of your gender, to help you out and get you started. Excuse me? Oh, my. Well, I said that this is in contravention of state and federal laws. Well, we have to talk about the sex offender thing. Now, nobody promotes offending against children or even adults, but this is part of the social engineering. They are the internal boogeyman, okay? Rapes and sexual offenses have happened all throughout history. That's not something new. It's never going to go away. But they're the internal boogeyman as opposed to the external boogeyman who are the tourists. Okay? Whenever a child is kidnapped and killed, boy, all of a sudden you notice there's a bill that's there 2 days later. I've helped write bills and I'm here to tell you it takes weeks. So just like the Patriot Act, they have these bills already written. They just plug the name of that child in there and capitalize on the fear created in society. Okay, so moving on, industry, they obviously use sex to sell everything they can. There's sophisticated subliminals, coupons, gimmicks, all that stuff. United Nations, they use their network of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and they put out their biased reports, like the global warming one, where most of the scientists wrote a letter and said, you better take our names off of that because our data showed the opposite. Then, now we come to the Illuminati. By their government think tank, or their government's think tanks, media and schools, as well as the UN, their programs are promoted both on television and in policy of promoting fear. The war of terror was not a government idea. It was cooked up at much higher levels, and people need to understand the Illuminati, they actually invite entities into them, and those entities feed off of fear, anger, hatred, and unpleasant emotions, and they have a word for it. They call it louche, okay? I know this because I have a source, and they are very close to the situation, and that is what they have told me. The Illuminati create situations around the world designed to cause maximum chaos and pain for those that they need to put pressure on in order to get them to respond in the preferred manner, war, terrorism, ethnic cleansing, genocide, economic recessions, crashes, and the manipulation of commodities are to get consent, even passive consent, which we talked about earlier, and to minimize resistance, knowledge, and power of the masses, and to bring in a one-world religion, which I'll do on a further show. Thank you so much for sharing your Saturday with me. Stay tuned for my good friend Cordy on the Cordite Report. Everybody have a great Valentine's Day, and I'll see you back here next week.
The 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.